better. You know, I think the most improvement should be made from week one to week two. No, I can't right now. So I'm just curious for us to get better as a football team.
Most improvement from one to two. Why? Pre-season. Why? Yeah. Why these two games? Why are they most important to you?
Well, because I think you just knocked the rust off the first game for people who've been there before, and I think the rookies, people who haven't played, they get more adjusted to the NFL game, and that's usually where you see the most improvement.
Kelsey, the Jets feel one of the things with Tebow is he makes defenses prepare. You know, the Wildcat, you got to prepare a lot during the week four. Is that the case from what your experience is when you're going against that? There's a lot more work during the week.
Well, I would assume so. You know, most teams don't present you that type of wrinkle on offense like they're going to. So, it gives you definitely something, you know, to work on that you wouldn't usually have to. But still, we definitely have to work on what we need to work on as a defense. And, you know, if that's what's presented to us as far as the Wildcat, I'm sure we're going to see that at some other point during this year. So it's good to work on it now.
So when you've done it in the past, you know, Vic has run a Wildcat when you get back up and things. You know, was the work week a little more extensive because you had a new wrinkle in there?
No, it just basically what they do is they just take away plays from what you would ordinarily be practicing against, and then you have to, you know, throw that in there and, you know, make sure you prepare for that also. So they can't add on to how many reps we do because of it. It just takes away from the things that we would work on ordinarily.
So just the taking away from that thing, does that hurt? You know, you're not working on it as much.
But I wouldn't say it hurts, but, you know, it just gives you something else to prepare for.
Rex Ryan the other day was talking about the effectiveness of the Wildcat. Now, some people don't think it's that effective anymore. He said defenses around the league do. Defensive coordinators still worry about it. Mm-hmm. Is it that dangerous of an offense?
Well, it depends on who you have running it. Obviously, you have a guy who's who's well-versed in it, wearing it over there, so it can still be effective.
How important was the win last year against the Jets for you guys?
It was important, basically because it was the next game on our schedule and we needed that win to get into the playoffs. I don't think it was necessarily beating the Jets that was important. It was just the fact that we needed that win to get into the playoffs.
Justin was saying he doesn't think the Jets are really a rival. He said the NFC East is a rival. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no question. I mean, the Jets are a good football team, but us playing them, unless it's like a Super Bowl game, it's really not that big of a deal. I think definitely the NFC East is no question our biggest rivals. And, you know, the Jets, anytime we play them, it's good because we're in the same city and we're in the same town. And a lot of those guys we know, and we respect them a lot. But as far as rivalry goes, it's definitely the teams in the NFC East.
Oh, see, over your years as a teammate of Justin's, how has he changed ball? Like, what have you seen?
Well, you know, Justin's definitely matured as a person, more so than a player. I think he listens to some of the things he says now, the way he talks now. He carries himself like a leader. You know, he is a leader on this football team, and he's very, very well respected. Obviously, that comes with time and, you know, going through trials and tribulations with the guy. But, I mean, he's an outstanding person and better than he is a football player.
So when he says things like, you know, we don't fire first, we'll, like, answer back, do you think people follow his lead in terms of how you...
We follow our coach's lead. The things that you hear him say and the things that we've all heard from Coach Coughlin, but obviously he's a captain and a leader, so the things that you hear him say, he got from a coach, and, you know, he has the right to come out here and say that to you guys, but we're following our coach, and that's pretty much where it comes down to.
When you look at Adrian Tracy, how much of yourself do you see?
That's young Osi, man. That's what we call him. We call him young Osi. So, you know, he's doing a phenomenal job. I love the way he plays and prepares, and he's always willing to learn. He's always with me training afterwards, you know, working on different things. You hear him asking questions, and, you know, he's willing to get better, and it's just very good to see a young guy like that performing the way he's performing.
He said he had a funny line. He said there was a play he messed up where they scored a touchdown because he went too far outside. Mm-hmm. He said even Osi came up to me and said the best ones make that mistake.
Yeah, no question. No question. You have to encourage him and let him know that, you know, along with great talent, you know, that there's definitely going to be some times that there's some things that he hasn't seen before, and he's going to make mistakes, but he shouldn't, you know, just hold himself accountable for every single thing that he does like that, because it's all a learning and growing process for him. But I think he's going to be an outstanding football player.
So if I'm following correctly, he'd be young Osi, so he'd be Yosi.
We had Wosi with Dave right. Tollison last year, and now we have Yosi. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What does that say about the original?
I mean, I'm still here. You know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy that we have all these different Yosis and Wosis going around when Osi's still here. But, you know, I'll just take that as a compliment.
How about old timer?
Oh, not yet. Not yet. Hey, not yet.
Rex Ryan said a few days ago that he felt the AFC East was the best division in football.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take issue with that? Differ with that?
You know, Rex is a great coach, man, and, you know, he's been around the game for a while. He's entitled to his own opinion. And for him to say that, obviously, you have New England in that division. You have Buffalo's up-and-coming team. You have the Jets. You know, they have a very good conference, I mean, division, but NFC East is perennially, every year, you know, the toughest division in football, and that's the way it remains this year.
Do you feel any pressure to repeat? I mean, or is it simply you can't worry about it?
Nah, it's just no really, you can't really think about repeating right now. I think the most important thing for us is to try and win our division, because we do have the toughest division in football. And then after that, you know, we'll just take it one game at a time. I know that's a cliche, but, you know, you're thinking about repeating and we're only in our second preseason game. I think that's going to get you into trouble.
How exciting is your young middle linebacking crew? You have Herzlick, you have Haysinger. Mm-hmm. They had a shortened training camp, and now they've got the full training camp, full season under their belt. How exciting can they be?
They're good football players, but you know, obviously Chase is our middle linebacker, and we're happy with what Chase brings to the table. Spencer and Herz are definitely developing, and, you know, we're excited to see which way they go.